good Friday morning, everybody. Happy Friday, TGIF, or thank God it's Friday, or if you want to put it another way, as I always say, thank goodness it's Friday. How is everybody doing today? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network, and morning show man host, that is, or morning show, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, on EternityReadyRadio.com. Be sure to download that app, all of you Android lovers out there. Catch our show every day. Hope everybody's doing well. Made it through the book of Revelation, chapter number 22. If you get a chance, that's right, if you get a chance to hear that, I want you to catch that. Let me know what you think on it, because I know you guys are really would really enjoy that. We had such a great time studying and indulging and learning, and that's what it's all about. Stand by one moment, friends. That's right. It's such a, you know, the way our world is, we live in a world that's just crazy and chaotic, and there's so many things going on with COVID-19. Some things I'm going to share with you here in just a little bit. Before I do, let's kick it off, James Brown. There we go. Had to be sure to put James Brown in, y'all. It wouldn't be complete without putting a little bit of James Brown in motion on a Friday, because we didn't get to do that last Friday. Well, here in a little bit, I'm going to tell you what's kind of going on our show today. But before I talk about that, I want to share a few things, which you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. That's right, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, friends, please like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. Like me for free. We'd love to have you on there, because I put a lot of postings out on there, and it would be an honor to have you be a part of our Facebook page, and tell your friends about it, and also share these books of Revelations, these chapters that I went through. We have learned so much from it. Well, before I tell you about what's going to happen on the show today, I'm asking for a very urgent special prayer request. A friend of mine, almost a month now, he's been on a ventilator, has COVID-19, and it's an unspoken request. I will tell you, the gentleman is about 72, and he is retired, and it's kind of funny because the company that he works for or used to retired from is the same one my grandfather used to wind motors with. But if you could keep CA's friend unspoken, him and his wife and family, they're wanting to do a do not resuscitate form. They want him to sign one, and you can't blame her. She's a very strong Christian. She's putting all of her faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. So brothers and sisters in Christ, if you could join together with me later at the close of our podcast and pray for CA's friend on an unspoken prayer request on a Friday, I'd greatly appreciate it. Okay. Well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our podcast show on a Friday. All right. Well, today I am going to do something different. We're going to talk about ways Christians can fight depression. Ways Christians can fight depression. That's right. I'm going to help you out on that. Also, we got the coffee song, John Wyler. Wouldn't be right to have that. We got to have that on a Friday. Couple of Christian songs we're going to be playing, maybe one or two Christmas music songs, and in between all this, Mark Lowry comedy. I'm giving the guys kind of a break, so we're going to be, Mark Lowry fills in from time to time. I've got a good one that I hope you will enjoy. So are you social distancing like you should, hopefully? You're wearing your mask. I know we preach it a lot. The COVID counts going up was not unexpected. Guys, I can't tell you, please take care of yourself. Very important. Thanksgiving's coming around. It's going to be an unusual Thanksgiving with this COVID. We just got to really protect ourselves and pray for our seniors and the ones that are sick, the one with underlining issues. Really, all of us need to be prayed for. Right? Amen? Amen. Oh, by the way, I got a great devotion here in just a bit. I'm going to read to you about God's promises protection. And He's going to protect us. What other better way to read that Bible devotion with you? All right, let's get those jumping jacks ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay, here we go. So today's Bible devotion is on God promises protection. The book of Hebrews reminds us in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never doubt that when you're in the midst of a battle, a spiritual battle with Satan, who would do everything he can to discourage and defeat you. Remember this, friends, never underestimate his determination or misunderstood his intentions. In fact, God wants to teach us how to defend ourselves against sin and Satan. You see, Satan, the ultimate bully, attacks us at our weakest points and wants us to defeat us so that we will not be effective for God. But God offers spiritual training, and He builds us up inside in much the same way that physical exercise can build us up on the outside. He has all provided all the resources we need to defend ourselves and to keep Satan at bay. This includes the Bible, prayer, righteous living, and the Holy Spirit within us. But like physical training, I want you to keep this in mind. We must be diligent in their application. You see, God has not promised to shield us from trouble, but He has promised to protect us in the midst of trouble. Most of all, never forget that because of Christ's death and resurrection, Satan is already the defeated foe, and someday the war will be over. Amen? Amen. Stand by. I'm ready for a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, exclusively on Fridays most of the time, and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Stand by one moment.
About to make my day. Hey, give me a cup of coffee. Give me a
Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Oh, one of my favorite songs exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Friday. Mark Lowry, Kick It Away, talking about old age.
It has been 11 years since I made a video. I was 46. I'm 57. In 11 more years, I'll be a lot older. But I can't think of any place I'd rather do it than at the First Baptist Church of Hendersonville, Tennessee. And I'm having the best time on this tour. It has been 11 years since I made a video. I was 46. I'm 57. In 11 more years, I'll be a lot older. But I can't think of any place I'd rather do it than at the First Baptist Church of Hendersonville, Tennessee. And I'm having the best time on this tour with the Martins, everybody, the Martins. And Stan Whitmire. And I am the Bill Gaither of this program because I'm the oldest thing on the stage. Oh, I'm 57. Yeah, I'm 57. And I'm proud of it. I own it. I wouldn't go back to 56 to save my life. I love being who I am, how old I am. I know I'm more than halfway home. The good thing about old age is it doesn't last long. And you know you're getting old when you get your... Not too long ago, I got my NAACP card. I mean, my AARP card. Shoot. And we edit that. My AARP, that was discouraging when that showed up in the mail. You know you're getting old, y'all, when you ask yourself, do I want to cut my toenails or do I want to breathe? You get right about it. See, what happens is, men, as you age, something gets in the way. That's why you have to pull those. Have you seen those men with the britches up to here? My grandfather had to pull his zipper down to see out. It's just so high. But when you get right about here, you know, I was going to cut them the other day, and I got right about here, and I couldn't breathe anymore. You know, these are not young nails anymore. They used to be almost translucent. Takes a Black & Decker hedge clipper to cut those things. They're like big scoop corn chip toenails. And your heels, they turn to biscuits. You rip up the carpet when you get up 50 times during the night to go to the bathroom. It's like Velcro. I say get you a pedicure. Listen, men 50 and older, get you a pedicure. It's not, it's masculine. Get it. You know, you've already lost your testosterone. You might as well let them work on your heels. Besides those little Vietnamese women that do it, you know they're talking about your feet, but you can't understand a word they're saying. I say, let them do it. I love being this age. I love it because you get to do your bucket list. I have done my bucket list a few years ago. Show that picture of mama. Show that. This is my mama right here coming soon. Look, can you tell that's my mama?
He was crazy about his mother. He lost her a few years ago, bless his heart. Okay, friends, I'm going to kick off a Christmas song called Christmas Every Day with the late Kenny Rogers. As you well know, earlier this year, that Kenny Rogers died of natural causes. He died in his sleep. But what a great artist he was. I loved a lot of his music as well. So let's kick it off with Kenny, and you got it, Christmas Every Day.
Born so far away, stories told. We remember Christmas Day, when winter days grow cold. With the time it passes by, we put away the thank you.
Building 429, where I belong, on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on a Friday morning, and good morning all. All right, well, you got your cup of coffee in hand. Today, I am going to go back on my archives, and I'm going to revisit, and we're going to go a different route today on this. I'm going to give you some ways that Christians can fight depression. We've all been through depression. In fact, if you really look at it this way, you've maybe in your life this year have lost a loved one, or maybe, let's just go to COVID-19, for example, first. COVID-19, you've lost a loved one with COVID-19. They were infected, they were on the ventilator, and they didn't make it. And tonight, there's probably someone that is not at the dinner table that you have lost. And my heart bleeds for you, by the way. I want you to know that. I'm a very compassionate man. I'm a prayer warrior. I love Jesus with all of my heart. And I can't relate. Let me just say this before I get on with this. I cannot relate what any of you guys that are battling depression and battling losing someone. The closest that I have even come to, guys, and this is me personally, has been my aunt. Both of my aunts, my aunt that I've known for a long time. Almost 2 years, this is hard to believe. My mom's little sister and my dad's sister, two of his sisters. So it's been an incredible last couple of years before the pandemic hit. So I can only imagine. I mean, my parents are still alive, praise the Lord. They're working on 56 years next year. So God's been good to them. And there's still some parents that are alive and well. And whatever you're going through, whether it's lost loved one, the pandemic, I'm getting tired of wearing a mask, CA. I get it. So am I. Today I want to help you. I want to give you ways. Some ways to help you as a Christian to fight depression. And I'm going to give you a hotline too if you need help on depression. Of course, I'm here always available too as well for prayer. So there are times that we need to go to a counselor for help. There are times that we need to talk to somebody, a brother or sister in Christ, about things. There are a lot of times, really, number one, you just got to take it to the table and say, God, are you listening? And you know, I've had people get in touch with me and they're like, I'm not for sure if God's listening. Let me tell you, He listens. He is. He's right there by your side. Depression, friends, affects millions, millions of Americans each year, and Christians are not exempt. If you're experiencing that right now, I want to help you, give you some ways that's going to help you. We have a Heavenly Father who is always there, ready to help us to navigate the sadness, the anxiety, or the lack of motivation caused by depression. So here's some ways I want to help you. Let go of the guilt. Depression, friends, can make you feel like less than a Christian. In fact, you may feel as if you were at the fault. We sometimes have thoughts like, if I really trusted God, I wouldn't feel this way. Someone else might even say this to us, but guilt never helps anyone recover from depression. What if we let go and ask God for a fresh revelation of His grace instead? You know, feeling discouraged and hopeless is not a sin. So don't ever let Satan tell you you're a bad Christian. Let me stop here on my notes. Satan plays with the mind. God's in your heart. He can only get to the mind. He gets in your mind, you call him out with Scripture. Psalms 42, Scripture reminds us that even a man after God's own heart like David felt depressed. Clearly, he felt the deep discouragement when he wrote, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed with me? Put your hope in God, for I yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verse 5. Somehow, it comforts a lot of us to remember that our faith fathers struggled with the same emotions that we feel from time to time. Another point I want to make is reach out and tell someone. God gave us a mouthpiece. One of the most important ways to fight depression, friends, I want you to keep this in mind, is simple. Tell someone about it. Choose a friend or even a family member you believe will listen and will tell you how they feel. Reach out and to someone that you can trust. Someone you might feel ashamed or embarrassed, but tell anyway. Chances are they experience the same kind of feelings themselves and will understand. When they were discouraged, Satan would like anyone more than to keep us isolated and alone. After all, the enemy of our souls wants to keep us far as possible from help. So telling someone who understands and can empathize brings healing. Talking with someone about the negative feelings usually helps us process them and ultimately feel better. We learn that we're not alone as we thought. On that point, in addition, people that care and want to listen wants to take your negative and go with your positive. When people are negative about things, I try to stay positive. Okay? I do. Another point I want to make is get professional help if you need it. Having committed friends and family stand with us can help. But sometimes Christians need professional assistance. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If you experience, friends, I can highly tell you, if you experience symptoms of depression that last more than several weeks and will interfere your ability to function, you probably need to see a counselor, in my opinion. Or if you thought of any kind of suicide, make an appointment with your doctor as soon as possible. If you feel that you may, heaven forbid, take your own life today, go to the emergency room immediately. Of course, it's COVID. Wear your mask. Or even do this for CA. Call the National Suicide and Depression Prevention Hotline. Are you ready? Toll free. Pen and paper ready. 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Help is around the corner. I want you to remember that. This guy that I've heard about in Dallas, his name, well, it's actually a woman. Her name is Michelle Begston. She's a Dallas area neuropsychologist, wrote a book called Hope Prevails. After recovering from depression, she writes in her book, I want to share this with you. She says about seeking help. When a person notices their relationship is getting strained or friends beginning to voice concern, it may be a time to seek professional help. She writes in her book that people are definitely in need of assistance when they begin drinking and using substances, eating more, spending more money, or spending more time in solitary activities like gaming in response to depression. And again, we'll go back to that number here in a little while. Another point I want to make is draw close to God and get real with Him. You know, friends, as children of God, we're never alone. Our Heavenly Father loves us on our worst days. We have a shepherd who walks with us through our darkest valleys. We have a Savior whose power to pull us out of the deepest pit. He is our truest source of hope, strength, and encouragement. I'm going to give you some Bible verses that would describe God's heart for depressed people. Got pen and paper ready? Got two verses. The book of Psalms, chapter 34 and verse 18, scripture reminds us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Also, you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 147 and verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That's right, when you're hurting, when you come to Him, you take it to the cross, you take it to Him in prayer, He's going to bind up your wounds and He's going to heal that broken heart and He's going to bind your wounds. As we draw near to God, Let's remember that we don't have to put a holy, happy face on. You don't have to. We can just be ourselves. Look, guys, just be yourself. Let's pour out our hearts out to Him and tell Him the same things that we tell our best friends. He longs to hear our deepest thoughts and sorrows. We experience friendships with God on a whole new level, and we receive more of His unconditional love. God is love. He's a lot of things. He is love. Here's some more helps for you too. Cling to the Word of God. When you are depressed, you might feel it's hard to focus on reading Scripture. Well, even opening your Bible can feel like the last thing, friends, in the world that you'd want to do. But let's remember that God's Word offers encouragement, hope, and strength for your hard days. You never know how God might speak to you until you crack open your Bible and start reading it. My mom had the philosophy a long time ago, son, crack open your Bible. When I'm upset or feeling low, yours truly here, it helps me to return to the simple truths. And you might find hope through these passages that I have had. Going back to familiar ones like this, Psalms 23, make note of these. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 8. John, 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The book of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Maybe the whole passage is too much. Try using Google. Talk to Google to find encouraging verses or even a promise. Write it down or use a Bible app. The Bible's a good app, by the way, to make an image with the text on your phone. Say it and pray with it. Declare it each morning. Do whatever you can, unleash the power of God's Word in your life. You know, I've told y'all before, what I do is I wake up and I thank God for each and every new day that He has given me in life. So do that. Thank Him. Have time with Him. He loves you and He wants to be with you. You be with Him too. You may be busy, but you're never too busy to at least give Him a little time, I hope, because He's never too busy for you. He always makes time. Also, start your personal joy project. That's a good idea. So what do you enjoy? Spend a bit of time each day doing something fun and relaxing. What friends energize or encourage you? Call one of them for coffee. You'll have to probably wear your mask in pandemic times, or going out to lunch. Practice self-care by taking time for exercise and making sure you get enough sleep. Make room in your life for joy and happiness, even when you feel depressed. Brainstorm a list of things that will make you happy and nurture your soul. Then do one each day. It can bring something small. Buy flowers. Put a small object in front of you where you can see it each and every day. Even a treasure from your closet or a new item can remind you the beauty of life. Read a book. Take your dog for a walk in the park. Hug your child. Important. Hug your children. Hold hands with your spouse, husbands, wives. Surround yourself with beauty. Another thing you can do. Help someone else. You know, depression can rob us of its meaning and leave us feeling useless and unimportant. Helping other people, friends, shifts our focus from ourselves and helps us feel more significant again. It can be a powerful step toward finding healing from depression. And perhaps you may know someone who needs encouragement. Send them a text, buy them a small gift, or even send them a card. Make a meal for a friend who just had a baby or offered to babysit for a single mom's kid. Explore volunteer opportunities all around your area. Help a child at risk by serving at a school or even lunchtime monitoring program. Give back by volunteering in the soup kitchen. Keep your eyes open for opportunities to serve others. Very important. And even during COVID times, tune into worship. The book of Psalms, friends, chapter 59, verses 16 and 17, Scripture reminds us, "But I will sing of your strength in the morning, and I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge. In times of trouble, you are my strength. I sing praise to you, Lord God. You are my fortress, my God, on you who I can rely." You see, worship helps us shift our eyes away from ourselves and toward God. who has the power to renew our hope. In fact, reading the Psalms can lift our spirit, and music touches our emotions in a powerful way. It can also turn the atmosphere around us. Tuning into worship music has transformed anybody's attitudes that has bad attitudes many a times. And it adds some joy in difficult times. I have two more points. Do something creative. Whether it's drawing, painting, knitting, flower arranging. Creativity can lift people's spirits before it comes something enjoyable to focus on. Consider enrolling in a class to learn about a new skill. Sewing, photography, Asian cooking. Creativity helps us feel even productive. We can renew our motivation style for living. You see, creative pursuits like playing an instrument, singing and journaling and writing can also provide healthy outlets for processing friends and even expressing negative attitudes. My last point. Keep your perspective. Today, things may look bad. Of course they are with COVID-19. We're still waiting. We're living on masks. Whether difficult circumstances or chemical reactions in our body are causing your depression, you may feel overwhelmed by negative emotions. Try not to lose your perspective. The story is not over, and you won't ever feel depressed. You won't ever feel depressed forever. You see, God is with you. He loves you, and He'll begin to complete the good work that He has begun for you. Remember that your feelings will change, but God's Word never does. The book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 5, offers hope. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. You see, depression may feel like a dark night that goes on forever. Yet, even the longest night will end in the morning. And in that same day, even the deepest depression will sooner or later be lifted by God's healing power. For the believer in Christ, hope and joy are always around the corner. Amen. Amen. Again, if you need help, I'm going to give this number to you twice. National Depression and Suicide Hotline. Don't give up on God, because God's never gave up on you. Are you ready? Pen and paper. 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. You can fight this depression. I believe in you. Listen, if there's anything I can do, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page. Please do. I want you to. I really do. There is a song in closing that I want to play. A friend told me about this a long time ago. And Tyrone Wells sings it. It's a popular one. It's called God's Not Done With You, and then we'll close out in prayer. Thank you. That's right. And God's not done with you. He really isn't. He's got a whole big game plan for you. Well, let's lead off in prayer. It's been a great day on a Friday. Thank you, guys. Again, thank you for all your love and support. Please feel free to share my podcast anytime. And, of course, catch me on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play, you name it. And also our morning show, EternityReadyRadio.com. It's called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, be with us. May someone be blessed and touched with our lesson today. Let us all have a safe Friday. And God, we just pray that this vaccine will come soon for COVID-19. Please keep our counts low, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up for a Friday. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network and, of course, EternityReadyRadio.com. Hey, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Also, I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, explanation point. Y'all have a great day and be safe out there. Bye for now.